Chapter 7 The Ministry of Magic. Harry awoke at 5:30 the next morning as abruptly and completely as if somebody had yelled in his ear. For a few moments he lay immobile as the prospect of the hearing filled every tiny particle of his brain. Then, unable to bear it, he leapt out of bed and put on his glasses. Mrs. Weasley had laid out his freshly laundered jeans and T-shirt at the foot of his bed. Harry scrambled into them. The blank picture on the wall sniggered again. Ron was lying sprawled on his back with his mouth wide open, fast asleep. He did not stir as Harry crossed the room, stepped out onto the landing, and closed the door softly behind him. Trying not to think of the next time he would see Ron, when they might no longer be fellow students at Hogwarts, Harry walked quietly down the stairs, past the heads of creatures' ancestors, and into the kitchen. He had expected it to be empty, but it was not. When he reached the door, he heard the soft rumble of voices on the other side, and when he pushed it open, he saw Mr. and Mrs. Weasley, Sirius, Lupin, and Tonks sitting there almost as though they were waiting for him. All were fully dressed except Mrs. Weasley, who was wearing a quilted purple dressing gown. She leapt to her feet the moment he entered. "Breakfast!" she said, as she pulled out her wand and hurried over to the fire.
"Morning,
Harry,"
yawned Tonks. Her hair was blonde and curly this morning.
"Sleep all right?"
"Yeah,"
said Harry.
"I've been up all night,"
she said with another shuddering yawn.
"Come and sit down."
She drew out a chair, knocking over the one beside it in the process.
"What do you want, Harry?"
Mrs. Weasley called.
"Porridge, muffins, kippers, bacon and eggs, toast?"
Just toast, thanks," said Harry. Lupin glanced at Harry, then said to Tonks,
"What were you saying about Scrimgeour?"
"Oh, yeah, well, we need to be a bit more careful. He's been asking Kingsley and me funny questions."
Harry felt vaguely grateful that he was not required to join in the conversation. His insides were squirming. Mrs. Weasley placed a couple of pieces of toast and marmalade in front of him. He tried to eat, but it was like chewing carpet. Mrs. Weasley sat down on his other side and started fussing with his T-shirt, tucking in the label and smoothing out creases across the shoulders. He wished she wouldn't.
"And I'll have to tell Dumbledore I can't do night duty tomorrow. I'm just too tired,"
Tonks finished, yawning hugely again.
"I'll cover for you," said Mr. Weasley. "I'm okay. I've got a report to finish anyway."
Mr. Weasley was not wearing wizard's robes, but a pair of pinstripe trousers and an old bomber jacket. He turned from Tonks to Harry.
"How are you feeling?"
Harry shrugged.
"It'll all be over soon,"
Mr. Weasley said bracingly.
"In a few hours' time, you'll be cleared."
Harry said nothing.
"The hearing's on my floor, in Amelia Bones's office. She's head of the Department of Magical Law Enforcement, and she's the one who'll be questioning you."
"Amelia Bones is okay, Harry,"
said Tonks earnestly.
"She's fair. She'll hear you out."
Harry nodded, still unable to think of anything to say.
"Don't lose your temper,"
said Sirius abruptly.
"Be polite and stick to the facts."
Harry nodded again.
"The law's on your side,"
said Lupin quietly.
"Even underage wizards are allowed to use magic in life-threatening situations."
Something very cold trickled down the back of Harry's neck. For a moment he thought someone was putting a disillusionment charm on him again, and then he realized that Mrs. Weasley was attacking his hair with a wet comb. She pressed hard on the top of his head.
"Doesn't it ever lie flat?"
she said desperately. Harry shook his head. Mr. Weasley checked his watch and looked up at Harry.
"I think we'll go now,"
he said.
"We're a bit early, but I think you'll be better off there than hanging around here."
"Okay,"
said Harry automatically, dropping his toast and getting to his feet.
"You'll be all right, Harry,"
said Tonks, patting him on the arm.
"Good luck," said Lupin. "I'm sure it will be fine." "And if it's not,"
said Sirius grimly,
"I'll see to Amelia Bones for you."
Harry smiled weakly. Mrs. Weasley hugged him.
"We've all got our fingers crossed,"
she said. Right, said Harry. Well, see you later then.